Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Central 4 City Council meeting today, Monday, April 27, 2026, at 6:02 p.m. Mr. Kerr.
Councilperson Baena.
Present.
Councilperson Bazarian. Absent. Councilperson Peguero.
Present.
Councilperson Rosado Martinez. Not present. Councilperson Solano.
Present.
Councilperson Tempore Villasudo.
Present. Thank you, Mr. Kern. Next item on the agenda. Mrs. Stand up. I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Perfect. Public comment open. We have John Garabi for Fire Department.
Good evening, Council President Pro Tempore and members of the City Council. My name is John Garabi. I'm a lieutenant on the Fire Department. I've been on the job for 15 years and I have the privilege of being the president of Local 1485. And thank you for the opportunity to speak to you tonight. I'm here to ask for your support in passing the resolution that will hopefully advance a change to our pension legislation, one that directly impacts the experienced firefighters who make up the backbone of our department. When we talk about firefighters in the top half of the job, we're talking about men with 10, 15, 20 years or more years of service. These are not probationary employees. These are the firefighters who train younger members, who take leadership roles on chaotic scenes, and who are relied upon when situations are at their most dangerous and complex. They are the institutional knowledge of this department. The resolution supporting pension legislation change we're asking you to support is about fairness to those individuals. It ensures that firefighters who have already committed the majority of their careers are not penalized for dedicating more years to this profession. It protects the integrity of the system while recognizing the sacrifices that have already been made. This is not about creating a new benefit. It's about honoring the expectations that were in place when these firefighters made the decision to dedicate their lives to this job. If we fail to act, we risk losing some of our most experienced personnel, people who cannot be easily replaced. We risk damaging morale and sending a message that long-term service is not valued. But if we do act, and you do support this change, you reinforce stability, strengthen retention, and show that this city stands behind those who have stood behind it for years. I ask you tonight to support this resolution for pension legislation change to protect our experienced firefighters and to uphold the commitment you've made to them and to support us again, as you always have. Thank you for your time and consideration tonight.
Thank you so much for your votes. Nobody heard a register for public comment, not public comment close.
Next item on the agenda is executive communication. It's a proclamation by the mayor of the city of Central Falls proclaiming April 26th to May 2nd, 2026.
The commission received.
Next item on the agenda on the new business is a consideration of the tentative agreement between the City of Central Falls and Local 1485 International Association of Firefighters.
All right. Mr. Kerr, for the record, Consumer Casaria arrived at 6:06. And as I want to put for the records, we received the copy of the agreement and the numbers today before the meeting from the chief of staff. Thank you.
Good evening, President Pro Tem. My name is Charles Ruggiero. I'm the city's labor attorney, and I'm here to present for your consideration this evening the tentative agreement between the city and our firefighter local 1485 of the International Association of Firefighters. The agreement we have for your consideration this evening is a three-year agreement. It would provide security with respect to our firefighter labor unit through June 30th, 2029, and it provides for modest financial increases over the life of a three-year agreement while affording the city some additional flexibility as it relates to our promotional process and our ability to staff and direct our existing firefighter workforce. The agreement provides for a 3% increase in the current contract year, a 3% increase next contract year, a 3.5% increase effective July 2027, and a 3% increase effective July 2028. It further provides for flexibility as relates to light duty assignments. It reduces the amount of seniority points afforded for promotional examinations. And it overall provides a more flexible, dynamic workforce for the city as it relates to how we staff and manage our fire department. We ask that you consider this in addition to the resolution that's being submitted for your consideration this evening, which was another change that we agreed to support as part of this tentative agreement. As indicated by Mr. Garvey, the union president, the resolution would provide for parity amongst our longer-serving legacy plan firefighters with our newer firefighters who currently enjoy what could be considered a more generous pension benefit. This is part and consequence of some of the changes that were made post-bankruptcy, but presently some of our longer-standing firefighters do not receive the same pension benefit allocation as our more recent hires and participants in the MERS system. So I'm happy and more than willing to answer any questions you may have. The agreement comes as a consequence of months of negotiations with our fire department. And, you know, obviously that was a very protracted process, but one that we think resulted in a fruitful negotiation and a fruitful contract that continues to move our city forward. So I'm happy to answer any questions you may have and present both the tentative agreement and the fiscal impact statement, which you should also have before you detailing the fiscal cost of the contract vis-a-vis our current fiscal budget for fire.
Okay, perfect, Charlie, thank you. Now we open for questions. Any of my colleagues have any questions?
I have a few questions.
Sure.
Mr. President Pro Tem, Mr. Schuster, sorry, my brain.
That's okay.
Had a little.
That's okay.
Thank you for providing this agreement. The question that sort of that comes to my head, you know, briefly looking at it, because obviously we just received it, for number 5 within the agreement on page 3,
yes.
Amend Article 11, Sections 1 and 2.
Yes.
Rescue Lieutenant. Is that a new position?
It's a position that was actually established mm-hmm. during our last negotiation, mm-hmm. but it wasn't reflected in the promotional examination language. So really that's just clarification to bring that language also updated with the changes that we made for creating a rescue lieutenant position.
Perfect, thank you. Because the changes are in blue and red, yes?
Yes, okay. That's correct. Okay. Yep, mm-hmm. No, you're right. Yeah, the stricken language is in red, the additional language is in blue.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. This way you can see all the changes in the documents.
Thank you, and then on page 4, as it pertains to the percentage in terms of the examination, so 70%?
Yes.
For both. Was there a percentage here before?
There was. It was formerly 65%.
65, oh, okay.
So it's increasing the requirement for a passing score from mm-hmm. 65 to 70.
Thank you. Appreciate the historical knowledge.
I'm sorry, it should have been, I should have had it reflected there, but it is an increase from what was formerly 65%.
Thank you, no problem. And then the other question I had is, can you just remind us when the current contract expires?
Yeah, the current contract is just a 1-year agreement that expires, I believe it's June 30th, 2025. I'm sorry, 2026.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then my last question, well, I have 2 more questions actually. For this one, can you just explain the changes on number 13, page 7? So just in terms of the contributions and the accruals, can you just explain that a little bit? I don't know that I fully understand.
Sure. So legacy plan participants are older participants within our fire department. They're, you know, they predate the change in the legislation that we passed in 2019. So they're all pre-2019 employees. And essentially, they're contributing more for a lesser pension benefit than our newer hires post-2019. So their contributions are presently 11.7% of salary rather than 10% of salary. And their accrual maximums are less than what those newer employees also enjoy. So it was bringing those pension provisions in conformity with the newer employees so that they weren't disadvantaged versus some of our younger workforce.
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you. And then my last questions are on the tax sheet.
Sure, let me grab that.
And
I may defer to our finance director as it relates to some of these, so but I'll give it my best shot. So you can feel free to correct me if I'm mistaken in anything.
No problem. I guess I just, you know, I'm looking at the numbers, and so some of them jump out at me, right?
Yep.
So like FY27, the salary is 126 in terms of the impact, but then FY28, it goes down to 102, and then there's two FY28s, so maybe it's FY29, 90,000.
Yes, that's correct.
So can you just explain like how we're supposed to go down?
I can. So that's a fiscal year impact analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So what's reflected in that 126,000 that you see for fiscal year 27 is both the increase that's provided for in the agreement before you and the increase that we had agreed to in the last contract. Because it was delayed, it didn't occur until this fiscal year also. So that 2% increase that was received and negotiated in the last collective bargaining agreement is also incorporated into this rate, in addition to what we incorporated before when we presented it to you for your consideration last year. So that 126 is the cumulative impact of both what we negotiated now and what we had already previously negotiated in our prior negotiation.
Thank you, very helpful. And then as far as the longevity on FY28, looks like FY27 and potentially FY29 are sort of on par, right? Like really close, but
correct.
Then FY28 is much higher.
Yes. I'll ask Mary to address that. I think I know what the answer is.
Yes, perfect. That's good because I want to ask to the court for the record, see Mr. Mary Sinner, the Director of Finance, can explain better to us see if this contract be affordable for all constituents for the next 3 years. Everybody can understand better.
Perfect.
Thank you.
The longevity costs are based on our current firefighters that are in, and when they hit certain years, they jump up to the next longevity percentage. So what it is it just people in that year, in fiscal year 28, hit a higher tier. More of them hit that, so the impact was bigger. There wasn't a change in the longevity allotment to them. It's just when they happen to hit that year. That's what that's doing.
Thank you, Mary. And then similarly with the pension, right, we see 129 on FY27, but then 2029 are much
right. So each year is incremental. So in the first year we adopt the new pension plan that we're talking about, it's present, it's an impact year over year to fiscal 27.
Mm-hmm.
But from 27 to 28, we're not changing anything, so it's not incremental is how that works. So the 127, or the 129, I'm sorry, was calculated with the help of the treasurer's office and all of that, and that'll be embedded in our costs going forward. But the incremental cost of the change is mainly seen in 27.
Perfect, thank you. And then back to you, Mr. Solicitor.
Sure.
The last question are our contracts usually 3 years?
You know, they've varied over time. When we formerly had an underfunded pension system that we were administering for this group, we had a 5-year agreement, which was allowed by law. In the absence of that, you know, we're restricted to what is a maximum of 3 years. So ideally, and we've historically tried to negotiate a 3-year agreement, and we were successful in doing so, this negotiation.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So if I can just speak briefly through the process of the contract negotiations, you know, I'm obviously a member of the team, and we go to a lot of effort to make sure that the agreed upon contract is viable for the city, that it's good for the city and it's good for the firefighters as well. So we feel as a city that this contract that we're talking about is viable for both.
Perfect.
And,
thank you for the
clarification.
Thank you so much for
that
record. All right. See, we don't have any more question, or the question is clarified by the expert. I need a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion.
Councilman Solano made the motion.
Second.
Councilman Peguero second. With that say, all in favor say aye. Roll call. Okay, thank you so much for clarifying. Roll call, Mr. Kerr.
President Biden?
Yes.
Councilman Kazarian?
Yes.
Councilperson Peguero?
Yes.
Councilperson Solano?
Yes.
Councilperson Rivas Lugo?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
The next item on the agenda under schedule of bills, hearings, and considerations, a resolution authorizing mayor and or city solicitor to effectuate the acquisition of Illinois Fort Central Florida Island, 02863, Assessor's Plat 3, Lot 3F, by voluntary donation for the purpose of formally designating the property as a public street and right-of-way. Councilperson Rivas Lugo.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Hey, city solicitors, you want to talking a little bit about it? For
yes, Mr. President. So back in 2020, a major subdivision and land development was approved in Newell Court. Due to an error in how the street was denoted on the plans as submitted to the planning department, the actual Newell Court Street stayed as part of the owner's parcel and not separately abandoned for the city to have a public road. So both the property owner and the city at this point have agreed that it should be a public road. And so this would effectuate a transaction for $1 where Noel Court would, instead of being a private road, be a public road.
Okay, perfect.
And clean up the record, please.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for the information, City Solicitor. Any council members have any questions for the City Solicitor?
I have a question, Mr. Solicitor. So the waiver of property taxes, Section 4, I just wanted to confirm if there were any, if to your knowledge, there were any current taxes that were due or accrued interest or any penalties. I know that we're weighing in considering the fact that the owner is willing to pay all of the fees associated with this per this resolution, but I just wanted to confirm if there were any and what the amount was, if we know.
There are back to taxes because this has been just a topic of conversation. It's nominal. It's they're unpaid for probably the last 2 or 3 years. But while these conversations were happening, we'll ask for an abatement for the nominal amount that's outstanding. But it is, I want to say it's under $100, under $200. It's not a lot of money. I don't have the exact number by now.
Thank you, Mary. And then I guess one follow-up and not for the solicitor is the owner of the property. So is the owner of the property like the developer, is the owner of the property a specific homeowner within that area? Like, who's the owner of the property?
The owner of the property, let me see if I have any in my notes here. But I believe the owner is the developer.
Okay.
I believe the woman, did she come to see you there?
Yes. I think it's a property owner that ended up originally. But we can double check that.
Okay. Yeah, I remember some discussion around this development when I was on the planning board, and so that's why I'm asking, because I feel like
Betsy De Silva.
Okay, but that's not the developer. That's just someone who owns.
That's the owner of the developer.
Oh, the owner of the developer. Thank you. Helpful. And then is there can you tell us what it would look like? So right now, when you look at Noel Court, you go down Evan Brown, right, and it's to the right if you're coming from the street where Mr. Ferry lives on. Sorry, I can't think of the name right now. But you go in, and so is it a dead end? Like, does it go around in a circle? It talks about public right of way, and so I guess I'm trying to picture what it looks like. Once
so
we
currently
have
the, there's no plan to change the physical infrastructure. Change the infrastructure.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
Any other question, Councilwoman, or any other council members? Thank you, City Solicitor, for the clarification to the question. With that say, I need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
Councilman Peguero made the motion.
I'll second the motion.
Councilman Kazarian second. Please roll call, Mr. Clerk.
Councilman Peguero? Maeda?
Yes.
Councilperson Kazarian?
Yes.
Councilperson Peguero?
Yes.
Councilperson Solanos?
Yes.
Councilperson Rivas Lugo?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is a resolution in support of legislation amending Rhode Island General Laws 45-21.4-2 relating to pension benefits for active Central Florida police officers and firefighters. Councilperson Rivas Lugo by request.
Yes.
I'm happy to speak to this matter if necessary for the council, but this is a resolution demonstrating the city's support for the legislation that I previously was discussing. That was a part and parcel of our negotiation with firefighters effectuating the pension changes that we discussed. I'm happy to answer any questions regarding the legislation itself.
Thank you, Charlie. Any question?
So is it just like we need to change this in order to make sure that we're complying with this?
Correct. Well, that speaks to we committed to supporting pension changes. Those changes have to be effectuated through legislation. Mm. So this is the process by which we're going to demonstrate we are seeking your support for that legislation.
And this is just for Central Falls?
Just Central Falls specific, for police and fire.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Thank you, Charlie. All right. With that say, I need a motion.
I'll make the motion to...
Councilman Casaria made the motion. Councilwoman Baena second. With the same roll of call, Mr. Clerk.
Councilperson
Baena?
Yes.
Councilperson Kazarian?
Yes.
Councilperson Peguero?
Yes.
Councilperson Solano?
Yes.
Councilperson Rivas Lugo?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is an ordinance regarding apprenticeship utilization on public construction projects. Introduction.
Yes, it's introduction.
Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Thank you. I need a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Councilman Peguero made the motion. Councilwoman Baena second. With that say, in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion meeting concludes 6:25 p.m. Thank you so much, Councilmember, for being available for this special meeting, and thank you to you all for coming.
Created the Youth Opportunities Council. Within the council, there's a council representative. I'd like to serve in that capacity, obviously, since I created the ordinance. But I wanted to ask if anyone was interested in being that person, just out of courtesy, I guess, but hoping that I could be that person.
And that is for the use of the news council?
The Youth Opportunities Council, the one we just nominated.
In the last meeting.
Yep, for the last meeting.
The full session last meeting with the goal of creating a youth opportunities guide and doing sort of like a landscape around what's available and then figuring out where there's partnership opportunities and collaboration.